About 250 people showed up at Ketchikan's Ted Ferry Civic Center for Bob Bocock's presentation about why chloramine is not a good idea. Bocock works with Aaron Brockovich and gives similar presentations all over the United States. He argues that merely meeting Environmental Protection Agency regulations doesn't mean the water is safe or free from dangerous byproducts.
There are thousands of studies that tell you how bad chloramines are, but the EPA hasn't had time to look at them. So in the next generation or two, they might get around to it, and then they'll be regulated disinfection byproducts. But until then, they'll tell you, chloramines are safe because none of the byproducts are regulated. Does this mean Ketchikan consumers should be forced to suffer from the medical conditions of the property damage while we wait? I say no.
Potential medical conditions Bocock mentioned include skin irritation, sometimes severe, from bathing in chloramine-treated water, respiratory reactions from breathing the evaporated chemical, and more. Property damage includes rubber seals for plumbing that have been shown to disintegrate more quickly when exposed to chloramine-treated water. Bocock also warned about the potential for large fish kills if a lot of chloraminated water leaks into a creek through a water main break, for example. During his nearly two-hour-long public presentation and his shorter presentation to the Ketchikan City Council, Bocock recommended that the city consider alternatives. The byproducts that the city is trying to reduce form when organic material, leaves, bark, etc., come in contact with the chemical used to clean the water. So, Bocock says the best way to reduce those byproducts is to remove the organic material. And he recommends a granular activated carbon contact vessel system.
What a contact vessel is it's not a filter. The water gets in there like a washing machine and it moves around with the carbon. That's a post-contact vessel.
And the carbon attracts bacteria and other organic compounds, thus removing them from the water. In a separate interview with KRBD, Bocock estimated that the cost of such a system for Ketchikan's water needs could be $4 to $8 million. He also suggested a much less expensive aeration system, basically a pump that floats in the storage tank and sends air through the water. Such a system could help reduce the byproducts, which he says dissipate in air. Mike Pollan is a water and wastewater consultant based in Fairbanks. He serves on the State Water Wastewater Advisory Board and was in Ketchikan to conduct training for some of the city's water treatment employees. He spoke during the council meeting and disagreed with much of what Bocock presented, calling the information, quote, sub-factual. Pollan says chloramination has been used since 1917 and is used in many communities, including Denver, Colorado. He says about 20% of the United States uses chloramine-treated water.
And that represents something in excess of 65 million people. The vast majority of those people are not dropping dead in the streets from chloramines, I'm here to tell you. The bottom line is that EPA has continued, along with AWWA, American Water Works Association, to recommend this particular technology as an alternative for a secondary disinfectant.
Pollan described numerous water treatment options used in Alaska, many of which are very expensive. He notes that the one option that has failed miserably in the state is granular activated carbon.
GAC does not work here for a couple of reasons. One is the characteristics of the type of organic matter that is in our surface water. Don't know what it is. Maybe it's just Alaskan, some kind of organic goo, but it does not take well to activated carbon.
Pollan also says that the aeration system Bocock mentioned won't take care of Ketchikan's byproducts problem. It will remove one kind of byproduct, but is not proven to remove or reduce haloacetic acids. Bocock came to Ketchikan at the request of a citizen group called United Citizens for Better Water. That group is collecting signatures for a ballot initiative that would prohibit the city from using chloramine as a water disinfectant. But the city was going to turn on the new system this spring, and the initiative process could take a few months. Amanda Mitchell, who helped start the group, asked the Ketchikan City Council to delay the implementation of the new water system until after the petition process was complete. The council agreed to wait at least until after its March 20th regular meeting, when the issue will be on the agenda. Reporting in Ketchikan, I am Layla Carey.